Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. What's happening, Atlanta and rest of the world? News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Voice of the community. Now I'm getting real with Richie. Yes. The realest man on radio. Do me a big favor. Call a friend, call a neighbor, call a coworker. Text a friend, text a neighbor, text a coworker. Let them know what time it is. It's time to get real with Richie for the next 3 hours. You will be informed and powered. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, even entertained. Man, we got a lot to talk about today. I have our dear brother, Dr. F. Keith Slaughter, has remained after his program to hang with us a little bit. What up, brother?
Yeah, man, and you're going to get the bill.
The OT, the overtime. You know what, brother?
Yes, sir.
I have not seen OT on our check in probably 3-4 years, man.
Even though we work
overtime every week.
Every week.
Every single week.
It don't never stop.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm learning. When you leave here,
right,
you still are responsible to the people who support you while you're here.
That's right.
Yeah, so and it don't never end. It don't never stop. So.
Yeah.
I'm learning that. I'm learning this game. You
Absolutely.
Know, I pay attention to the best. I got some of the best teachers who have been helping me to learn how to do radio in this millennium, and you are included, and of course my big homie DB.
Absolutely,
that's the man.
That's the man all day.
But
taught us.
I've learned a lot from both of you.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. you know DB set the standard for how to utilize the airwaves to affect change.
Yes.
And I didn't know you could do radio like that until I started listening to DB
mm-hmm.
years ago, well before I even considered doing radio,
mm-hmm.
that the platform could be an awesome vehicle for transformation in the community.
No doubt. No doubt.
Friday, we know what happened. You went to the Exxon on Joseph E. Boone.
Mm-hmm.
The clerk pulled out a semi-automatic weapon after a dispute about
mm-hmm.
pricing.
Mm-hmm.
And you called the show.
Mm-hmm.
And, brother, I was.
And you were gracious enough to allow me. I mean, even in the midst of, and as you said, still, you know what? I still haven't fully processed it yet.
I know.
But we talking about maybe 7 minutes after it occurred.
You called 7 minutes after that.
Yeah, because I went right around the corner to the ITC. Didn't have my cell phone with me that day.
Mm.
So I went to the closest telephone that I could get to,
yeah.
which was at my office at ITC.
Right.
And that's where I called in because I knew that Atlanta was listening to the show. And I wanted people to know that this kind of behavior is happening at this business. And I wanted people to be able to make a decision to support or not support a business that does business in that way.
That's right. And mm-hmm. obviously this person is a dangerous individual.
Mm-hmm.
Because we talked on the phone just briefly before I brought you on air.
Right.
So I heard the whole story on radio in real time like everybody else.
Yeah, 30 seconds we had a conversation before,
right.
before I was brought up on
right.
air.
And man, while you were mm-hmm. saying it, Dr. Slaughter, I got this righteous indignation
mm-hmm.
against that person. Against whatever culture allows that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a decision that I would go to that store after my show.
Mm-hmm.
And I suspended all other business for that day.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I got there, Brother Barry from the Nation of Islam and a few others were already there.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, listen, go ahead and start recording. And naturally, when you're in situations like this, you start recording because you want to protect yourself.
Yes, of
right?
course.
Walk in, the young lady was extremely rude, pushed my car back, didn't want mm-hmm. to relay it to the management. All of that happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
At that point, we made a decision to post that online to
mm-hmm.
show the negligence of this store.
Mm-hmm.
And then things escalated from there.
Mm-hmm.
They have to answer. They have to acknowledge. They have to transform the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And if the community doesn't accept, what the owner said he would do moving forward, or even if the owner decides not to adhere to it, mm-hmm. the community will stand against that.
No doubt. And I need to say, and I said it on yesterday, but I need to say today how much I appreciate you taking on this another issue, another challenge, another headache, and adding it to, you know, the ones that you already have to deal with. And I said to you, I was like, you know, Rashad, I don't do this.
Yeah.
This is not my lane. So the community piece, I wanted you to handle that.
Yeah.
You know, and I thank you for handling it and for contributing to people being mobilized and moving and making a difference, because I was observing some of it from afar. Because to be honest with you, I told you straight up, I got to get my mama to the doctor.
I know, yeah.
And that was what was primary for me. And then after I got that done, then I started thinking about, that could have really turned out in a different way.
That's right.
I could have, anything could have happened.
That's right.
I could have, matter, let's just be real. I could have been killed.
That's why I called it a near-death experience for
and
you.
And the reason that I know that I could have been killed, because what, just last night, night before last, we recognized that a brother was murdered by a Middle Eastern store clerk.
In DeKalb County.
In DeKalb County.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, wait, wow, that really could have been me.
And that's what I thought the whole time on that Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And
but the first thing that came to my mind was, it could have been my sons, one of my sons,
yeah.
or another one of my sons who maybe I didn't give birth to, but they my sons they're young black men.
That's right.
And that's what made me say that we got to do something about it. And I need somebody who has expertise in that area to move and to handle that thing. And I thank you for doing that.
Brother, it's not a headache. You described it as a headache. Brother, I'm going to tell you, I would not have had that any other way.
Okay.
You're my friend, colleague, and my elder.
Mm-hmm.
I would have responded that way 100 out of 100 times.
And I appreciate it. I want persons to know that.
Yeah.
Now, Rashad, we got that piece done. Now.
Yeah.
All right. The other piece is, and I've been making little shady allusions to it all morning, and that has to do with how it is that we as an activist community in Atlanta handle how we are in relationship with each other.
Yeah.
Okay. And for me, part of the reason that I tend not to deal with that kind of stuff, because I know it could be layered and it could be complicated. Mm-hmm. And as such, what I've done, and I, you know, let you know, and you knew this from the outset, I have retained counsel.
Mm-hmm.
Attorney Mauli Davis is representing me. And so when it comes to the legal side of this, he speaks for me.
Right.
When it comes to the community side of this, you speaking.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's what it is, you know? That's just what it is.
I tell you, last night, Doc, I lost sleep. And I don't lose sleep much. Sometimes I have insomnia, but I lost sleep last night because there was a false narrative that did not have your blessings to go into that meeting with the owner.
Okay, so I have dispelled that.
Right,
so,
you have dispelled that completely.
Okay.
That I did not keep you informed. That was another false narrative.
Mm-hmm. And you did so through my attorney.
I did so through your attorney, as mm-hmm. you requested I do at a certain mm-hmm. stage.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. I did that. And then beyond that, the rest is just chatter. But I thought it was important for you and I to have a conversation, not only with each other, but for the sake and the benefit of everyone listening, because that rumor mill can start to fracture. And as you said, it's not an indictment on you, it's not an indictment on me, but it is a highlight of our activist community at some level.
And see, what I am, and you hear me say, this wouldn't be the first time anybody has heard me say this, what I don't promote or participate in is false division between black people.
Right.
I don't do that. I don't support that. And whatever it takes for me to alleviate that and ameliorate that, that is what I involve myself in. If we ain't together, then I ain't gonna say nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather be quiet than to contribute to the impression that somehow we're not on the same page and moving together.
Right.
All right? And I have some fierce persons who love me.
Right.
Right? And I don't know. I have no idea why. But there are some people in this city that love me, and they were motivated to activate and to begin to share from their particular perspectives. And what we did was, what ended up happening is, a lot of different people from a lot of different camps came together. And whenever you get that, you're going to have some differences of opinion, some differences in narrative. And to be absolutely honest, I was just unaware of the depth and the complexity of the divergence of the narratives. So the reason that I'm here with you today is to kind of get that handled, get that squashed. We together.
Yep.
We move together. We're colleagues. And anything that went down or that goes down on the community side, that's what I took my hands off of on the very day of it.
Because and you
I
told me
people,
that.
And I let people who are professionals with that do that. I got a legal piece going, and I retained an attorney. Attorney Maoli Davis to handle that piece for me. Because as I always say, I'm an old dude. I ain't got time for all that. And I got to take care of my mama now. That's my number one priority. And that's what I'm devoting my time and attention to now, getting her adjusted to Atlanta. The community piece, bruh, and on the radio, I'm shaking his hand right now. Bruh, you handle that. And Maoli going to handle the other piece. I want to say thank you to everyone who showed support, who showed love, who participated in protest. And I want to encourage everyone, when you pass by Northside and
Joseph E. Boone,
just keep it moving.
Yeah.
And the rest is going to work itself out.
Because, well said.
Because the protest has really made a dent as it relates to the business that has been done at that
location.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you, brother. And evidence by the owner profusely calling everybody he could call over the entire weekend to try to get it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
But economic withdrawal and civic protest is an effective tool in this modern era of capitalism.
And we just proved it again.
That's right. Thank you.
So we got to remember that. Yes. Our people need to remember that every time. We need to activate and don't let nothing slide, ever.
Appreciate you. I know you got a lot going on today.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, man.
Trying to get down to where I got to go. All right.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother.
WAOK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.